Chapter 9. It can't end this way. Scrooge was still thinking when he realized they were near his office. He looked up and saw two men standing on the corner. They were talking about someone, but he did not know who.
Did you hear who died?
Yes, and there weren't many tears for him.
Did you go to the funeral?
No, did you?
I don't think many people did. I wonder who he left his money to.
He probably tried to take it with him.
Scrooge was confused by their conversation, but he wasn't very interested. He was close to his office, and he wanted to have a look inside. But it was closed, and no one was there.
Oh, of course it's closed. It's Christmas. I don't know why I thought I might find myself inside.
The ghost and Scrooge continued, and they were soon in another poor part of London, which Scrooge did not know. They went into a very old building. Inside, there was a woman and three men sitting at a table, with a bag of old clothes on it. The woman had long grey hair and a red face. Scrooge knew her.
She cleans my house. We never spoke much. I suppose this is where she lives.
But it was not her house. One of the men at the table was smoking a small pipe. He used this place to buy stolen goods.
All right, then, let's see what you've got.
The old woman emptied the bag onto the table. Scrooge saw clothes and silver knives and forks, and even some bed curtains. The man with the pipe looked at everything carefully. Scrooge was shocked.
Those curtains are mine. She's a thief. I'm glad I know this now. Wait till I see her again.
Did you take his bed curtains too? Tell me, was he still in the bed?
What does he care? He doesn't need them anymore. He doesn't need anything anymore.
And this shirt?
They wanted to dress him in that for the funeral, but it's too good for that. I changed it for an old torn one.
Suddenly, Scrooge understood what they were doing with his things.
She took those things after I... After I... And those men on the corner, they were talking about me, weren't they? Is this how it's going to end? People laughing at me and selling my clothes.
The ghost, of course, did not answer him, but Scrooge felt sure that he was right.
No, it can't be!
Scrooge ran out of the house crying.
No, no! I won't let it happen!
Scrooge did not know where he was going, but soon there were no more buildings around him. It was dark. The ghost of Christmas Future was still beside him, and now they were in a cemetery. For the first time that night, Scrooge felt cold. There was a light mist all around, and everything was covered in snow. The only things that could be seen were the gravestones. Some were large and some were small. Each gravestone had the name and the dates of when the person buried there lived and died. Some had flowers on them, and some were cleaner than others. Scrooge walked as if in a dream, and the ghost of Christmas Future was always close beside him. When they came to a small gravestone, which looked like it was about to fall over, the ghost stopped and pointed. There was so much dirt on that gravestone that Scrooge could not read the name of the person buried there. Scrooge got down on his knees to clean off the stone, and slowly the letters appeared.
E B E N.
Scrooge's heart beat faster as he cleaned off the rest of the letters. He saw that it was his own name on the gravestone. He covered his face with his hands.
Oh, no. tell me it's not going to end this way. What did I do to deserve this?